Hi, welcome back to Great to Lead. I'm Michelle, and today we are talking about a topic that is not normally discussed, and that is, how do you lead on your worst day? As a leader, we're expected to be the ones that continually push people. We're the ones that have to be optimistic. We have to see the bigger picture. But what do we do when we just don't have the capacity to lead? Maybe you're not feeling well. Maybe you have a personal struggle. Maybe it's a health issue that's long-term. No matter what it is, as a leader, there are certain expectations that we are expected to follow. To help put it in perspective, let's think about some scenarios in life in general. So, when you go to the doctor, you expect the doctor to give you their full attention. You expect them to listen. You expect them to be on their A game. Or maybe you have tickets that you've purchased for a concert a year out. The day finally comes, you expect that performer to do their absolute best. You expect to have the experience that you've been looking forward to all year. Or maybe you take your kids on a trip to Disney World or some other location. You expect those that work the amusement parks, that are putting on the shows, whatever it is, you expect them to be on their A game as well. The reality is all of us have good and bad days, but what is and what is not okay to do as a leader on your worst day? So we're going to dig into those a little bit deeper. So let's talk about what is not okay as a leader. It is not okay to take your own personal struggles out on those around you. It's not okay to shut yourself off in your office and to put your head down and to just be checked out for the day. That is not an option. We still have expectations as leaders. We still are the ones that are driving our organizations. We are still the ones that set the tone. But the reality is sometimes we just don't feel like it. So am I saying as a leader, we're not allowed to have bad days? Absolutely not. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is even on our worst days, what we say, what we do, and how we treat people matters. So what are some things that you can do when you're leading on your worst day? If there's an option to stay home, that's a great option. But sometimes the things that we're going through are not just short-term. It may not be a sickness. It could be a long-term health issue. It could be something very difficult going on in your personal life or with your family. So how do you continue to show up each day and to be your best self? The first thing I would say is to be honest. Your team members, those that you lead, especially those leaders right below you or those in your office crew, you need to let them in a little bit. You need to be honest and say, hey, I'm going through something right now. I may need just a few minutes to get myself together. Being upfront and honest is always the best way. Being authentic is the way to go. Now, they're going to be able to know if you're in a good mood or not, so you might as well be honest and upfront and let them know what's going on. I'm not saying that they're the ones that are going to take over and to leave, but what I am saying is sometimes that they can be a buffer for you. If it is a situation that's going to be long-term, you might need to tackle it a little bit differently. You need to really sit down and think about how you are going to personally move through this and still lead the way that you need to lead. Maybe you need to shift things up in your day. Maybe you need to delegate some different responsibilities to other people. But in the end, you need to be upfront and honest. You need to let people know, especially those maybe it's your boss or those that you're immediately around. You need to be honest and let them in just a little. This will allow them to give grace in the event you do act out or say or do things that are not normally in your character. As a leader, unfortunately, this cannot be something that we do long term. It is our responsibility to lead. In the end, we are a leader. We have the responsibility to lead. We are the ones that set the tone. If our attitude is sour, our organization's attitude will be sour, especially over long term. For the day-to-day or the immediate things or things that happen once or twice, your organization can probably recover if you're not having your best day. But for the long term, as a leader, we have to pull it together no matter what. It is our responsibility to lead. It is our responsibility to be the best version of ourselves so that our organization or those that we lead can be the best version of themselves. So to wrap this up, yes, it is okay to have a bad day. And yes, sometimes we will say and do things that are out of our character. But if whatever your personal struggle is leading you down a path where you're not able to get it together, you probably need to step down from your leadership role. That is the right thing to do. your team, your organization, those that you lead deserve to have the best possible leader. And if that is not you, you need to be honest enough to step back. Thank you for tuning in today. I know this isn't one of those topics that we talk about often, but I do feel that it's critical. Just remember, in the end, you are the leader and you do set the tone, and what you do each day matters. So until next time, strive to be a leader who inspires and leads with greatness.